It's a Kevin Sheehan show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Brian DiArdo, CBS Sports, with us in 15 minutes. Toby Altizer with us to talk Nats baseball in about 45. Yesterday, the national media was duped. They were bamboozled, flummoxed. They said the tush push was going to be banned, and then the tush push was not banned.
Diana Rossini.
I love Diana.
I love Diana.
Swing and a miss.
She deleted the tweet, too.
And you can't do that.
Can't delete the tweet.
Yeah, people that have deleted tweets this week. Unfortunately, it was Diana Rossini and RG3 when he's talking about his wife's skin color and milk.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, that's weird. Did Kevin talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that's weird. Oh, my God. What a sick man. Anyway, speaking of sick men, we got more details that were not available when this was actually passed, when Kevin was on air yesterday, about some of the things that led up to the passing of this, including impassioned speeches from Jason Kelce and the Eagles owner, Jeff Lurie. Now, the Jason Kelce thing, I totally understand. He was in a locker room, and they falsely used information about him to then push the narrative that the tush push was unsafe. I'll get to that in a second. What cannot be overlooked and really needs to be spent a lot more time on in terms of in NFL circles and how people actually fell for this was Jeffrey Lurie, who spoke for an hour. He is the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. He spoke for an hour that was described as like kind of all over the place. But one of the things, he almost threatened this. I don't know if threat is the right word. It was really weird. It was uncomfortable to read. If you have kids in the car, maybe cover their ears. But he effectively said that the banning of the tush push, or the tush push in general, was a wet dream for a teenage boy. And full stop right there. Full stop right there. If you were sitting in that room and you were planning on voting yes, and then the idiot who is defending it says that as his main point of defense, and you still vote yes, you got to be examined. You are not off the hook either. Every team that voted in favor of this, I think, needs to account for what he said. Because there is no scenario outside of like sixth grade health class where that should be mentioned as a, like, this is a point. Oh, I'm driving this point across. What a psycho. Why are billionaires the most out-of-touch human beings that you can possibly come across? Like, this feels like a gateway for some really nasty things. And he said that with his entire chest, and it somehow worked. My jaw was on the floor. There are not a lot of things, Max, that put my jaw on the floor when I read, because I don't put things past people.
Yeah.
People are very fascinating creatures. I have a love-hate relationship with them. I love them because, like, I generally think I'm a nice enough person, but I hate them because of things like this.
Driving to work every morning, things like that.
Things like that. Traffic in D.C. in particular. Traffic was great when I lived in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I drove 20 minutes to Bedford. I went 20 miles in 20 minutes.
Oof.
Not happening here. No. Just not happening here. Saying that, and then that working, is insane.
I'm very glad that Adam Schefter provided us the list of teams to keep our eyes on, because the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans, you are suspect.
Boy, what a great offseason for Baltimore, huh? They are crushing it. Kicker gets into some weird stuff. They end up cutting him for football reasons, not for anything else. It's purely because he was bad.
I want to make it clear. Football reasons.
It's not because he's banned from 18 different massage places in the greater Baltimore area. It's football reasons. And then, by the way, they're going to go and draft Mike Green. And then they vote in favor of a guy that said teenage wet dreams are what the tush push has become. So really great offseason for the Baltimore Ravens. Round of applause to them. The Browns, again, they've been really great decision makers for the past couple years. Just look at their history, their due diligence, if you will. Swing and a miss there. The Lions somehow agreed to this. Dan Campbell feels like he is just enough of a meathead to think we are going to be the ones to stop it.
I can do this.
And then not actually stopping it. The Jaguars, I got nothing on them.
Next.
I got nothing. Their head coach can't say Duval properly. Duval. But outside of that, I got nothing on them. The Dolphins somehow voted for this. God help Mike McDaniel if he puts Tua Tagovailoa in a tush-push situation.
God help Tua Tagovailoa.
God help Tua Tagovailoa, too. I mean, he might not be able to play football again if he does one tush-push. I could go on, and in fact, you know what? I will. Because the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, again, a little bit of a meathead. Robert Kraft's been in some questionable scenarios over the course of his tenure as owner. I'm not saying what Lurie said is a gateway to that sort of thing, but it's a lot closer than most other people and most other things. So that's really, really weird.
Unless you're kicking for the Ravens.
The Saints said yes to this. Look up the history of that ownership. And on top of that, Kellen Moore now coaches there. So I think there's a tie-in to that. The Jets, I mean, they have long been idiots. So, again, not terribly surprising. And then the Titans, who just drafted Cam Ward. I don't mind the tush-push. That might be the hot take of the day, Max. I don't mind the tush-push. What I do mind is not allowing the NFL to allow defenses to stop it. If you are going to come up with a play that is a loophole, that is perfectly okay. I love it when you come up with things that are loopholes. I love it when organizations are ahead of the curve on certain things and finding loopholes. All of that is perfectly within the reason of play for me. What I do not like is that how the officiating across the NFL and just the league as itself has determined this play is just going to work. We're going to line it up and it's going to work first down Philadelphia. If we're just going to do that, what is the point of having it? If you're going to allow this to take place, what you are going to have to account for is Frankie Louvu trying to jump the thing and maybe adjust the rule about not allowing officials to just award points. If you have this play that is a clear loophole of the rules because they are constantly lining up offsides and they are constantly in the neutral zone and you're just going to allow it, you have to allow the defense to stop it. If you're going to give the defense equal opportunity to stop it, I'm perfectly okay with the rule because eventually somebody will stop it. Because Philadelphia is the only team that does it well. They are not the only team that has tried it. They are just the only team that has done it well. Other teams have tried it. It has failed on multiple occasions. If you're going to allow it, you got to allow them to stop it. I remember distinctly, not last year, obviously, because Jason Kelce was not playing, but I believe it was Jason Kelce's final season in Philadelphia, and they were playing the Commanders. And Washington became one of the very rare teams to stop the play. And what had happened was Daron Payne took advantage of a loophole and took advantage of the officials letting calamity happen at the line of scrimmage, and he put his hand under the football. He put his hand under the football when Jason Kelce snapped it, tapped the football. It became a little bit of a fumble and a scrum. Washington didn't recover the fumble, but they stopped him. It was a turnover on downs. Washington gets the football. And I remember Jason Kelce because at the time, I was a very big listener to the New Heights podcast. Not as much anymore, but I still like Jason and Travis Kelce. But I was a big listener to that podcast, and Jason Kelce got on the podcast that week and said Daron Payne was offsides, and he did something that should have been considered illegal. And at that point, I was like, we are vastly missing the point of this operation here. Because that entire play is illegal from a football procedure standpoint. If you are going to be allowed to do things that are illegal, line up offsides, have weird positions for the guards, like the guards and the tackles of this play, they're all offsides, all of them, because their body is crooked. Their body is crooked, so their head might be on the line of scrimmage, but like half of their body is across the line of scrimmage, which then gives them the leverage that they need to get under the defense and then to do all of the tushing and the pushing, right? If you're going to allow that, you have to allow the defense to do what Daron Payne did. Is it illegal? Yeah, but if the offense can do things that are illegal, the defense should be allowed to do things that are illegal. If you don't want them to do things that are legal, you clean the play up. Like, it really is as simple as that. And the fact that Green Bay didn't get that element of it right, the biggest idiots. You had a great opportunity to get rid of a play that you do not like. All you had to do was take the proper angle to actually attack the play. And what they ended up doing was being like a little high school girl and boyish, if you will, and just acting like idiots. At first, it was really, really personal, and then they didn't rewrite it in time to get the justified votes needed to get rid of the play. You know how dumb you have to be in the NFL to cry about safety and then be asked to present data proving that something is unsafe in football and not have any data for it? That's why Jason Kelce was there. If you weren't aware of why he was there because someone got up in one of the previous meetings about the tush push and said the reason Jason Kelce was retired is because he hurt his neck doing the tush push. And then Jason Kelce traveled his big butt to Minnesota and said, that is not why I retired. If I could just do the tush push right now, I would do it right now and I would play another couple of years. So immediately your biggest talking point is completely nullified because you had no data to back it up. You should have emphasized the fact that the play is wildly illegal. The stretch and the line above it is wildly illegal, and the NFL needs to clamp down on the rules, and they didn't. They had this golden opportunity, and they completely took a number two in the bed. And now the guy that's running the Packers is Alex Stroh, who joined us in our first hour, said he is going to be gone in like 3 weeks. Thanks, guy. Like, you had the opportunity, you missed on the opportunity, and now we got to see this thing for a week, and now the officials are just going to start awarding Philadelphia first downs, and they're not going to allow the defense. They're not going to allow the defense to make a stop. Frankie Louvu missed an opportunity here. He should have dove again when they said they would award points.
I remember saying this at the time.
He should have dove again, because if he dives again, and they actually award Philadelphia a touchdown, this conversation is completely different.
31-1.
And then everything is about, why did the officials just award them a touchdown? That rule gets completely nullified. It's not like it was going to make a big difference in the game. Washington could not stop Philadelphia and their offense, and they were turning the football over like nobody's business on our offensive side of things. Louvu should have jumped again. He jumps again. This conversation is completely different. I'm not blaming him. I think in the heat of the moment, you're like, all right, well, we have some sliver of hope maybe stopping this, which they did not end up having, but I'm not blaming him, but the Green Bay Packers are the idiots in this scenario because they took the absolute worst approach, and now they have egg on their face, and then hilariously Philadelphia trolled them on social media with a post that said, push on, and it was a play against the Packers. But it was also kind of a self-troll because someone who covers the Packers said that play was actually stopped. Nobody won in that scenario, but especially not us. The Eagles won because they still get to do that stupid old play, and we have to watch it for at least another season. I don't think it'll be around in 2026, but it is 2025. So we have to keep this thing going. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in at the Denton Day on Twitter. Brian DiArdo is next on the Team 980.